Hello, everyone. Welcome to the May 15th, 2016 edition of the Astrology News Report. I'm your intrepid host, Ron Berger. In this segment, we'll take a look at the upcoming planetary patterns and predictions. What's on the celestial agenda for May 15th to May 22nd and beyond? Venus changes signs on Thursday, May 19th, leaving Aries and entering Taurus. Venus rules Taurus. A planet in its own sign is strong. So, Venus's significations and Taurus's significations, as well as the house of your own chart containing the sign Taurus, should benefit from this placement, which continues for almost 4 weeks. But there are a couple of problems. First, Venus is getting closer and closer to the Sun, in other words, entering deep combustion. The significations of a planet get burnt up when it gets too close to the Sun. This condition weakens Venus and its potential for creating benefits. Secondly, as soon as Venus enters Taurus, it moves into position to be directly across the zodiac from its enemy, Mars, which is retrograde on the other side of the heavens in Scorpio. Being in its own sign, Scorpio, Mars is strong. Mars is also channeling the energy of retrograde Saturn, which accompanies Mars in Scorpio. So, Mars has even more malefic force, and by its direct aspect, can do serious damage to Venus, which is already weakened due to being combust. Mars, the attack planet, will be giving the significations of Venus a hard time for the next couple of weeks. Compromise and agreements will be harder to achieve, love and romance will hit a rough patch, and financial markets will be stressed. The exact opposition of Mars to Venus is on May 24th. By the end of the month, Venus will be enough advanced in Taurus to not be suffering so much from Mars, but by then, Venus will be in near exact conjunction with the Sun. The full moon will be on Saturday, May 21st, at 7 degrees Scorpio. So here we are talking about Scorpio again. Note that this full moon is exactly conjunct retrograde Mars. The moon is emotional. Mars is forceful. Mars is strong in its own sign, Scorpio, but for the moon, Scorpio is its sign of debilitation. In other words, some of the downside of the moon comes through in this sign, like negative emotions. The combination of Mars and the Moon has a special name in Vedic astrology, Chandramangala Yoga. When it occurs in the emotional water sign, Scorpio, this yoga amplifies some of the less desirable qualities of the Moon, leading to being overexcited, irrational actions, anger towards women, and generally destructive tendencies. Mercury has been in a retrograde period for the last 3 weeks, since April 28th. Mercury retrograde periods last for about 3 weeks. On Sunday, May 22nd, Mercury's retrograde period comes to an end. So, if you have been suffering from anger due to mistakes or having problems being understood by others, at least now the end is in sight. But remember, it takes a week or so for Mercury to get back up to normal speed, so the retrograde effects can still last for a while longer. As for other things going on in the zodiac, note that the Saturn-Jupiter-Neptune T-square is still in operation for several more weeks. This pattern puts Saturn, the reality check planet, at the midpoint between the Neptune-Jupiter opposition. Neptune, the planet of dreams and idealism, has been influencing Jupiter, the planet of beliefs and optimism, leading to irrational hope, delusional beliefs, and so forth. But with Saturn playing the part of bringing it all back down to Earth. Okay, that'll do it for this week's look at what's happening in the heavens. Thanks for visiting astrologynewsreport.com. I'll be posting updates during the week, as usual, on Twitter at AstroNewsReport.